Hi, welcome to Just a Kindergarten Teacher Stepping It Up. I am Susan Hill, and with me today is Kinsley. We are going to discuss using Codepillars for unplugged coding in the kindergarten classroom. I also have Christopher here to talk with us about using Flipgrid in the classroom. Kinsley and Christopher are students in my current kindergarten classroom. I am so excited that they are willing to talk about kindergarten kids using Codepillars in Flipgrid. Coding is not easy in kindergarten, and I have discovered that using unplugged coding tools that resemble toys ease the tension so that kids feel like they are playing instead of coding. Speaking with a strong voice is also a difficulty with 5- and 6-year-olds. They either speak too quiet or with a voice that is way too loud. I introduced my students a couple of weeks ago to unplugged coding. I brought out the Codepillars for them to begin their coding adventures. We began by working cooperatively in small groups to get them to move. Then I tasked the groups to get their Codepillar to move in a straight line and then to move from a straight line to the right. Kinsley is here to discuss how the experience went. Kinsley, thank you so much for being willing to discuss Codepillars with us today. Were you and your partner able to get the Codepillar to move in a straight line?
Yeah.
How about move straight and then to the right?
Yes.
Did you and your partner experience any difficulties or problems while working with your Codepillar?
He did.
I want to use the Codepillar.
Speak to him.
He did.
Okay, what happened?
At first, we couldn't make it go to straight and then curved. And instead of straight, it went curved.
So were you able to fix the problem?
Yes.
Did you debug it? Perfect. We are going to use the Codepillars again this Friday. The book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carl, is going to help guide us in completing our more tasks using the pillars. Will it be easier this time to make the Codepillars move?
Yes.
Why do you feel that it's going to be easier?
I think it's going to be easier because we have to go in a straight line.
Okay.
Okay, like the hungry caterpillar.
Oh, cool. Well, we are going to move on and talk about using Flipgrid in kindergarten. My students began using Flipgrid this week to record themselves while working in small groups to see if they were talking with a strong voice when having conversations. Part of learning how to properly listen and talk with other classmates is to learn how to talk with a strong voice. The perfect way to get students to understand their volume of their voices is that they need to have to record themselves speaking. There are all types of recording devices out there today that are easy to pick up and use. In my classroom, I prefer having them use Chromebooks with Flipgrid to make it easier for them to record themselves. I have invited Christopher to discuss with us how they felt about using Flipgrid to record themselves. Hi, Christopher. I am so glad that you agreed to talk with us about using Flipgrid in our classroom. Were you nervous or excited about recording yourself?
Excited.
You were excited. Did it help you in learning how to use a stronger voice?
Yeah, excited.
How did it help you use a stronger voice? How did it help you?
Coming by to help to me.
Mm-hmm. So were you able to listen to yourself talking?
Yeah.
And were you listening and thinking, was I talking too quiet or talking too loud?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that we need to use Flipgrid for more activities in our classroom?
Yes.
Which activities do you think would be fun to use Flipgrid with?
Teddies.
Teddies? Like counting teddy bears? Okay. Well, guess what, Christopher? We're going to be using Flipgrid to record ourselves counting this year from 1 to 100, by 5s to 100, 10s to 100. We're also going to use Flipgrid to read and to discuss the books that we have been reading. Well, we are finished for today's episode of Just a Kindergarten Teacher Stepping It Up. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Kinsley and Christopher for being willing to discuss today's topics of Caterpillars and Flipgrid in kindergarten. I am hoping that you were able to gain some insight into using Caterpillars as unplugged coding tools and Flipgrid to record students speaking. Be sure to tune in for our next podcast discussion about creating catapults to chunk candy pumpkins and a continuation of looking at using unplugged coding tools while we examine the use of Botley the robot in kindergarten.